The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's time to get the week started, though. It's the 19th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the weekend. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, with so much talk of iPads and iPhones, the next logical thing to talk about, the watch. Could there be some new watches coming? Well, maybe. Looking through the little coding in the latest Watch OS beta, looks like Apple has some plans to release a couple of more watches. Actually, the folks over there at iHelpBR actually discovered this, saying it looks like there's going to be a new ceramic and titanium model watch, if you can read anything into the Watch OS 6 beta. Looks like both models will come in the 40mm and 44mm versions, and also according to iHelpBR, they found animations for the initial Apple Watch setup process. Now, what we don't know if these supposed new Apple Watch models do come about, if they'll be part, say, of a bigger Series 5 launch, or they're just going to be added to the existing Series 4 that we've got now. We do know that we've got an Apple event coming up in September. Who knows? They might just throw a watch in at the end. Or two. IKEA, oh my goodness. It ain't just about getting some furniture and putting it together anymore. No, no, no. Things are getting smart at IKEA because they have announced they are investing heavily into the new IKEA Smart Business. What does that mean? It's got nothing to do with brains. It all has to do with putting crap in your home. Yes, the smart home. In their statement, they said they've decided to invest a whole bunch of money into Home Smart for IKEA, meaning they want to move development even further forward and much quicker. And the first item on the agenda seems to be a thing called Bonjour Block. Apparently, this will sit alongside IKEA of Sweden's 10 other business units, which include lighting, living room, and workspace. They're hoping that working together with the other departments within IKEA, the business unit of IKEA Smart will begin to grow. Now, no, not the first time we've mentioned IKEA and Smart Home in the same sentence. This actually goes years back. And yes, they've kind of twiddled about here and there. But finally, it seems like, yep, they're finally going to get serious about it. Hey, as long as you include the instructions, IKEA, hey, bring it on. And finally, we've got some rumors to squash in your end finally today. This one has to do with Nintendo and the trade-in program for new upgraded Switch models. Yeah, you might remember late last week, apparently somebody got a brainy idea to point out that there might be an exchange program for the Nintendo Switch owners if they're looking to upgrade from the original model. Apparently what was going to happen is Nintendo would offer a free upgrade for those who purchased their Switch after July 17th of this year. However, though, Nintendo is saying today, hold on. Now they're saying these reports are untrue. In their statement, they said we do not have a Nintendo Switch exchange program. We always want players to enjoy their Nintendo Switch systems. We encourage them to visit support.nintendo.com for support. Or they can also contact our customer support team. Now, those of you wondering what's the big fuss about, why would you want to trade up? Well, even though the new model looks exactly like the old model, there's a lot of differences. One of the major ones, 4.5 hours of battery life, and the new one, 9 hours of battery life. That's a big difference, at least from what we've seen from teardowns of the new model. So again, I've squashed your hopes on a Monday if you were hoping for a Nintendo Switch upgrade. Just ain't gonna happen, at least not for free. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website where you can find all of our podcasts, our blog review section, so much over there at our official website. Find us, too, on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our lovely BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.